My name is Kieran McArch, and I am the grandson of John and Kathleen Irvine. Kathleen was one of 15 innocent civilians who were massacred in McGirtsboro on 4th of December 1971. Among the dead were two children, and we were lucky not to lose another 12 civilians in the bar. They were very lucky to escape with their lives. On behalf of all of our families, thank you for your great support today. In the battle for truth and justice, we are so much stronger together than alone. In 1971, the McGirtsboro massacre was at that time the single greatest loss of civilian life in any murderous attack since the Nazi Blitz of Belfast a generation before. But the people in the bar that night, people like you and me, were the forgotten victims of the dirty war, and we've had to fight for two generations for their story to be heard. The bomb attack was carried out by pro-state extremists, and the British state and the police force covered it up. Despite all of the forensic evidence, including the witness who saw the bomb being planted and saw the bombers escape, the police and the British state blamed the bombing on the innocent people in the bar. To use their own heinous language, they said that the McGirtsboro atrocity was the result of an own goal. Therefore, the very people in the organisations who should have been defending the basic human rights loved ones instead criminalized every single innocent civilian, including children in the bar that night and the survivors who were lucky to escape with their lives. So as we buried our loved ones, the British state and the police buried the truth. And successive administrations to this very day have withheld that truth from us. Our families have had to campaign relentlessly, constitutionally, and with great dignity now for over 46 years. We've had to discover and publish archival evidence ourselves, and it is a fight that continues to this very day. And the reason why that fight continues to this very day is very simple. The cover up of the McGirtsboro massacre and the protection of the state agents who were guilty of the atrocity continues to this very day. And the only service that the police have offered us are lies, denial, and delay. Chief Constable George Hamilton and the so-called Reform Police Service of Northern Ireland has not only failed in its investigations, but has been downright obstructive in its attempts to stop us from accessing even a semblance of truth and justice. So much so that the last 5 years of our campaign has been spent in court fighting against the intransigence and lies of the police. Now we will prevail, and I can guarantee George Hamilton that. But in the meantime, our families grow older and become more frail. In the last 5 years, we have lost several of our strongest campaigners, men and women who for two generations have fought tirelessly. And of course, this is what the police and the British state wants. And this is why we stand shoulder to shoulder with you today and demand that the basic rights of all victims and survivors are upheld. For the McGirt-Park families are no different from your families. And for anyone that has lost loved ones or has been injured during our most recent conflict, we all deserve truth, justice and acknowledgement, regardless of our background and regardless of our creed. The fight for what we deserve as a right is a matter for all of society too. And that is why we are calling on the British and the Irish governments to honour the agreements that they have already reached. Implement the Stormont House Agreement and properly resource its mechanisms for dealing with the past, especially the proposed Historical Investigations Unit. Especially the Historical Investigations Unit, as many of our families, even after 4 decades, have not had a proper investigation of the death or the injury of our loved ones. Properly resource the coronial inquest system, as laid out and requested by the Lord Chief Justice himself, Declan Morgan. As many of our families, even after 4 decades, haven't received a proper inquest. And properly resource the Police Ombudsman's Office, as this may be the only avenue open to families to hold the police, past and present, to account. Now, our campaign families reserve the right to critically appraise these proposed and existing organisations to ensure that they are fulfilling their duties and to ensure that they are fully compliant with human rights legislation. But unfortunately, our families have no faith in the police investigating legacy cases. So these structures and these strictures may be the last hope that our families have for this side of the grave, for any modicum of peace or justice or truth. And that is how important today was for us. And that is how important it is that you joined us and walk with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.